I'd like now to welcome Ben Swan. He is with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, and he writes about animals for the Santa Fe New Mexican. And Mark Young, who's clinic manager at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter Satellite Clinic. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. Glad to be here again, as always.
As always. And we're here to talk about, yes, ladies and gentlemen, that time has come again for spay day.
Dun, da, da, da.
Not play day,
no.
Not
spay
pay day.
You know, pet overpopulation, you know, we do really great work in Santa Fe, and the people who have animal companions, they really are responsible. But there's always people who can't afford, or for whatever reason, can't get their animal spayed or neutered. And so this one-year, this annual event, Spay Day, we offer free spaying and neutering. This year it'll be on Tuesday. Check-in is at 7 o'clock at our clinic.
Tuesday the 6th of March.
Yes, Tuesday the 6th of March at our clinic at 2570 Camino Entrada. And it's free for the first 120 dogs or cats.
Nice.
Yeah, it's just like first come, first serve. People get there. Last year it was such an awesome event. They got there like at 4:30 in the morning, lined up
no,
with their babies.
Really?
Yeah, and had them all cuddled up. And so, and it's just a fun event. And in recognition of that day, I want to offer you this beautiful T-shirt, Mary Charlotte.
It says, "I'm into S&N, spay and neuter." And it's in Gothic script with a kind of red spiked collar. That is so cool.
Isn't that a cool T-shirt?
That's a great T-shirt. So you can get those at the Satellite Clinic on Spay Day.
Exactly. I'm going to introduce them there at the clinic during Spay Day, so people can actually buy these and support our cause.
And you've done something which is very good, which is you've made women's T-shirts that fit women's bodies.
Exactly.
I refuse to be caught dead in a old big baggy unisex T-shirt anymore, so help me dog. But anyway,
me too.
So what, you wear women's T-shirts?
No. He looks really great in a women's T-shirt, by the way.
So what are some of the reasons why people don't bring their animals in when they should?
Well, a lot of it seems to be for financial reasons. A lot of it is education as well. Part of the success of Spay Day, and one of the big reasons that we do it, is to help raise awareness of the need. Pet overpopulation is a huge issue, and people don't see that by, you know, having one litter, let's say, because it's a great dog and we want more puppies like this dog, that they're adding to that problem, because they might keep one puppy, but there's a litter, and those other dogs have to go somewhere, and oftentimes they end up at a shelter. And even if they can find homes for them, there's animals waiting at the shelter that need homes. So basically they're taking the place of other animals that are already waiting. So it just adds to that problem. That's one of the main reasons that we do it. Education, getting the word out there. People, you know, talk about it before and after the event, and we get a lot of residual business and a chance to educate people about those certain issues.
There's some statistic which I'm sure you can tell us, Ben, but what is it? One cat that has a litter of unwanted kittens, within 2 years you have
just hundreds.
$8 billion.
Yeah, well, it's an astronomical figure, but you know, that doesn't really, we don't really like to show those statistics or just mention those statistics, but they're not really, they're based on, like, if every litter, six cats per cat, you know, per mother had.
If everybody multiplied.
Yeah.
Maximum output.
Yeah. And fortunately that doesn't happen, but definitely there's a cat and dog overpopulation.
And part of the reason it doesn't happen is because when there's all those unwanted cats, they run around the neighborhood and they get eaten by other animals, whether they be bigger dogs, coyotes, right, owls, or whoever.
And that's one reason why a lot of people say, oh, I don't need to spay or neuter my animal, because they never run loose. But, you know, statistics show otherwise, that we have strays all the time. People, the dogs, especially unaltered animals, they just have a drive to get out. They'll get out.
And cats, unless you actually keep them in the house, they're getting out. They just climb over, which your dogs can't do quite as well.
Correct. And as far as Spay Day goes, we're doing the first 120 first come, first serve.
For free.
And if we go beyond that and people don't get in, we are prepared to offer them an option. We have many other programs that we could help them with. Most of those programs consist of a $10 copay. So we would take their information that day. Even if they don't get in, we'll call them and we would book a future appointment.
So no one will be turned away.
Well, $10 copay, that's practically free if you're talking about...
That's two coffees.
...spaying your animal.
Exactly.
So, or neutering your animal. What are some other reasons why people are hesitant to spay or neuter their animals, cats or dogs?
This is one of my favorite ones. A lot of people say they want their children to witness the miracle of birth. And we always say, you know, rent a video.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. You can find that online.
Yeah.
Or, you know, come to the shelter. I'm, for example, fostering three newborn puppies and bottle feeding them because their mother died. And they can welcome to come to my office and watch me feed the babies.
Oh.
They're very cute.
Yeah. Well, I can see why people feel that way. But on the other hand, it's sort of like the people who say we shouldn't have birth control. And then it's like there's all these unwanted children that... their parents don't have enough money to take care of or whatever. It's the same thing with pets.
Well, it's magnified with pets because we don't have the social kind of controls about it. Pets just... pets, they're under our protection. And spaying and neutering a pet, an animal, is one of the best things you can do for that animal. It reduces some behavior problems. It's healthy for the mother, for the animals in the end.
What behavior problems does it reduce?
A lot of fighting between males over a female, for one. The other thing I know with cats, we get a lot of animals surrendered because male cats in particular, are spraying furniture.
Oh my gosh,
like
yes.
That. If you get them neutered in their adolescence before they become mature, chances are, you know, that they will not learn that behavior. And even if they have learned that, it's still good to do. And once the testosterone gradually leaves their system, that behavior often reduces quite a bit. So.
Some people think that fixing the pet will change its personality, but that's not true. I mean, it's basic. A pet's personality is based on the kindness and the influence of the person raising it.
It's also based on just who that dog is. I've got this little terrier named Milk who is neutered, and he was neutered at whatever age you do it, 4 months or 6 months, whatever. And he is one feisty little crazy boy, and I'm thinking, I can't even imagine how he'd be if he still had his cojones.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it reduces behavior, that unwanted behavior, especially with cats and dogs, this kind of aggression, and also just running out and going after a female in heat. I mean, you can't stop them.
Now, you have at the animal shelter some dogs that are ready to be adopted into a wonderful home.
We
some
do.
Some animals, dogs and cats.
Of course, we always do. And
would you like to tell us
about
any of them?
Doodlebug, for example, is just this wonderful dog.
Oh, he's look actually, at Doodlebug.
Yeah.
I'll put him on the website.
You will. That'll be wonderful because he's just a happy dog. He's a Labrador Retriever mix. He loves to spend time with people. He's eager to learn and loves to, you know, he's an active dog. So somebody who has an active family would be great for Doodlebug.
And he's brown and he's cute and he's neutered.
Yes, well, that's...
They're all neutered.
All neutered, spayed or neutered. No dog or cat gets out of our shelter without having that life-saving surgery. As for cats, we have Willow. Look at that beautiful cat, Willow.
Willow's a beautiful cat. Willow has a white front and sort of... What's that marking coloring called? Sort
brown,
of stripey...
Brown tabby.
Brown tabby ears.
Yeah,
and
he's
head.
The guy with the cats, and I'm the guy with the dogs.
You're the cat man.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So anyway, this is a senior cat, and he's been in our shelter for a while now. Not too long, but still, he would love to have a forever home. And he would do well in almost any home, but he really does look forward to a quiet, relaxing environment.
Excellent. So the active people out there who want to go to the shelter can adopt Doodlebug, and the quieter people can adopt Willow, the brown and white tabby. Now, I have a... Maybe the two of you can help me with this. My little crazy, wonderful terrier, who's 7 or 8 years old, I think he's 7 years old now, almost eight, has recently become psychotic. He lies outside in the sun with his eyes closed and barks and barks and barks. And I walk him. He gets exercise. I feed him. I love him. I pay attention to him. And he's gone completely bananas, and I don't know what to do.
Remember, we talked a little bit about how how animals reflect the owner's personality. So what's going on in your life, Mary Charlotte? You
know? Thanks a lot.
Oh, sorry. Mark might have some advice for that. But I would always, in my personal thing, when the dog barks, you know, you try to ignore it. You don't ignore it, but you try to reflect it, to deflect it, to try to get him to do something else, and then you reward him as a, that's a way, a training behavior, a training trick to get them to get rid of aversive
redirection.
Basically. Yeah.
So what do you do to redirect them? You take them in, you bring them inside, you tell them to sit, and then you give them a treat?
You kind of...
they go back outside and bark?
Well, you can redirect them into something like something that they like to do oftentimes. Rather than like negative reinforcement, you want to find something that your dog likes and maybe redirect him onto a toy that he might enjoy. Or does your dog interact with other animals at all?
Yeah, the other two dogs who are older. They're considerably older, and they're kind of couch dogs who like their walks, whereas I think Milk would prefer to be on a ranch and work 12 hours a day, if possible.
He's a Jack Russell. Russell, right?
Yeah. He's a Jack Russell.
Yeah, of course.
So he has to earn his keep, I guess. But, you know, some dogs, some animals just have behaviors that we learn to live with. Didn't you have a story about one dog like that?
Yeah. My girlfriend had a pit bull. She was a Staffordshire Terrier, who was a dog that was actually rescued from a fighting house in Colorado. And she was used as a bait dog because she was the runt of the litter. And she was rescued, and we'd want custody of her. And she was a great dog, but she would have the strangest thing that we'd be walking her, and sometimes certain seasons, you know, the moon comes out early in the daytime sky. And if she got a look at that during a walk, she would just lose it, and she would start barking and flailing at the end of the leash, and that was pretty much the end of the walk, and we'd have to take her home because we could not break her
concentration. She would chase the moon.
Yeah. Chasing the moon, barking at the moon.
what was that chair movie that was that howling at the moon? La Luna.
Oh, Moonstruck.
Moonstruck. There we go. Maybe the pit bull was Moonstruck.
Yeah, I mean, you just don't know sometimes what can trigger certain behaviors.
Well,
sorry, Mary Charlotte. No secret answer.
No
special
secret
answers.
Yeah. Answer. I mean, if I took up jogging, which is about as likely as taking up astrophysics at this point in my life.
Maybe you need to come to the shelter and adopt a younger dog that could be a playmate.
See, four dogs, that would be great.
And on that note, Ben Swan is at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. He writes about animals for the Santa Fe New Mexican, a very nice column. And Mark Young is clinic manager at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter Satellite Clinic. And once again, Tuesday, March 6th is Spay Day. And for more information, you can call
the clinic at 474-6422.
474-6422. And the Satellite Clinic is on Camino Entrada, right near the Outback Steakhouse. If you find the steakhouse, you'll find the clinic.
Just follow your nose to Blooming Onions. And also the resale store will open during Spay Day with special discounts, and we'll have food and beverage in. And I'll be there to say hi to everyone.
And that's right. That's right next door.
That's right next door.
Everybody that shows up, whether they get in or not, will receive a discount coupon that they can use in the resale store.
Now, the first 120 people are free, but then after that, can you still pay for your spay-neuter, or is that the amount that they can get done in one day, given the staff?
That's the amount that we can get done. That's why we offer those coupons for people, for people who can schedule surgery for a later date.
All right, well, then you can go to the resale store, which has beautiful things. I got a dress there one time, and it's lovely. And Ben Swan is wearing a very handsome shirt that he got there. Thanks so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
You.